Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Amerks host Providence tonight at 7 on the proud home of Rochester Americans hockey. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia, the 30th annual Ben R. Giambroni Compure Rochester Sports Luncheon is happening Thursday, November 7th at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. If you're looking for ticket and sponsorship information, you can visit CompureRochester.org. Keynote being delivered by Buffalo Bills legend, former Bills defensive tackle, Kyle Williams. Good with his time and joining us now in the sports bar. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Kyle, appreciate the time. I would imagine, how's retirement going for you? Imagine a lot of golf these days?
Well, you know, it's not too bad. I played quite a bit this spring and summer, but as fall come around, I've gotten a little bit busier. So far, so good. No complaints.
Kyle, we couldn't help but notice, I think the last time we saw you was here in Rochester, and you were spending an awful lot of time at Bill's training camp mentoring and working within the theme of mentoring, spending some time with Bill's rookie, Ed Oliver. How did that process go, and what did you take away from your time with Ed during training camp?
Well, you know, we had kind of connected around the draft time. I was actually at the Combine doing some stuff for NFL Network when I first came across Ed, and then the Bills drafted him, and I was actually in Houston the day that he got drafted, reached out to him, congratulated him, and loosely stayed in touch through the spring, and, you know, just kind of formulated between the team and myself and Ed and a few other guys, you know, get me to come back up and be around at training camp, doing a little bit of work, a little bit of help with them. And as far as what I saw from Ed, you know, what everybody sees, really talented guy, motivated guy. And for him, it's just a process at this point. He's going to get better and better the more that he plays, the more time that he spends on an NFL football field. He's just going to grow leaps and bounds. And I think Ed's going to be a really good player for the Bills for a long time.
Kyle, what is your relationship with the organization? Because we saw you, on the field at St. John Fisher. You did a great job with the Embedded series there, narrating that. So, I mean, what kind of deal do you have right now with the organization officially?
I think right now I'm just kind of working with the football team loosely, helping do some breakdowns and some preparation work. And, you know, every couple of weeks I'll kind of show up and kind of help them through a work week. I'm trying to help Ed kind of grow into being a professional football player, you know, trying to help with his preparation. And then as a whole, you know, being around the guys and trying to help them do breakdowns and some different things through the year. So, it's a good gig. It lets me come around, lets me be a part of a game and a part of an organization I love so much. So it's really been a win-win.
Kyle, do you see yourself doing more within the organization somewhere in the near future?
Maybe. I don't know. I never say never. But right now I've committed to taking a little time off and stepping away from that kind of stuff. But, you know, like I said, I never say never. And obviously a place that means so much to myself and my family, and obviously, I have a lot of guys there that I spend a lot of time with that matter a great deal to me as well.
You can hear Kyle Williams coming up Thursday, November 7th. It's right around the corner. The Rochester Sports Luncheon brought to you by Compure. More information, CompureRochester.org. Kyle, when we're talking about mentoring, the theme of, of course, Compure mentoring, is this something you're looking to do more of as now you're moving away from the game? What can we look forward to when you're talking to the audience coming up on November 7th?
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about my football journey, and obviously with the mentoring piece and what Compure does and how involved they are in that piece within that Rochester community, kind of equate that to a little bit of my career. And, you know, really, you know, whether I wanted it to be a part of it or not was a big part of my career, is bringing guys along, being a leader of our team, and just kind of, you know, tie that all in together and bring it together and talk about how important mentorship and being a part of someone's life in a deeper way, how important that really is.
He is former Buffalo Bills defensive tackle Kyle Williams joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. He'll be speaking at the 30th annual Ben R. Giambroni Compeer Rochester Sports Luncheon, compeerrochester.org, to find out more information. Kyle, we were disheartened by the performance of the Buffalo Bills defense on Sundays. I'm sure the guys in that locker room were as well. Never a good thing to see your team get over 200 rushing yards against them. The one guy that I think a lot of fans gravitated towards in terms of assessing blame is a guy that doesn't show up a lot on the stat sheet, but serves a role. And if you hear Coach McDermott speak about him, he speaks in glowing terms. Talk about what Star Latulele means to that Bills defense, and what kind of a game the Bills defense had overall that led to that disappointing performance on Sunday, according to your eyes.
Well, you know, Star is very talented at what he does. He's a nose guard, commands the A-gap. And a lot of times he's the guy that's taking on double teams in the run game. I think when you look and you evaluate our defense, obviously, you know, the performance on Sunday wasn't up to their standard for winning football games and the play in defense. But I think when you break down our defense, defensively, there, whether it's run game, whether it's pass game, you can't pinpoint and put anything on any one guy. This defense, the beauty of this defense is when it's rolling and it's doing well, it's all 11 guys have a job in both the run and the pass. You know, Coach McDermott always talks about, you know, our defense is only going to be as good as how good our corners tackle and how physical they are, because our corners play a piece in our run defense, unlike a lot of different teams. We're a one-gap defense where we all have to be accountable to our job. Now, sometimes it may be this guy. Sometimes it may be that guy. A lot of times when you have a big game like that, you know, there's some inconsistencies across the board. It may be a multitude of different people, so making individual mistakes. So to try to pigeonhole it or kind of corner it on one guy isn't really fair, nor is it accurate, which I think is more important than fairness. It's really not accurate on, you know, Stark could be doing his job in a great way, and I could have, you know, accidentally played backside of a block when I was supposed to be frontside, and they hit it in my gap, and you know, they give up 10, 12 yards, whatever it may be. So, you know, I just don't think without knowing exactly his job and all the jobs of the guys around, it's really hard to assess any blame or really to be able to critique it effectively.
Kyle, after that game, your former teammate Lorenzo Alexander, he had an interesting comment where he said the loss against the Eagles reminded him of the loss 2 years ago against New Orleans when they came into Buffalo, and you remember how that went out. But then you also remember that you guys actually pulled it all together and got back into the postseason. So that season, and knowing that it's the same defense, and knowing that a lot of the players still remain from 2 years ago, how were you guys able to turn things around following that game?
Well, I think it really is a testament to the character of guys in that locker room. And it's really a testament to the kind of guys that Sean and Brandon have bought in that, you know, there's always highs and lows through the season. You know, sometimes you can have a bad game defensively and offense picks you up, or, you know, they have a bad game on offense and defense picks you up. So the sting of a bad game is taken away because ultimately you found a way to win the game. Well, when you don't find a way to win the game, it's kind of magnified, right? So I think what Lorenzo's talking about and kind of what you're alluding to is really you have a group of guys in there that no matter how high or how low the Sunday may get, when they get back on Tuesday or on Wednesday, they are correct on Monday, off on Tuesday. When they get back on Wednesday, these guys are full steam ahead and preparing and figuring out a way to get it corrected. What can we do better? They always look in the mirror. And I think that's something as, you know, like for me as on the outside looking in now, or, you know, maybe even if our fans on the outside looking in watching this team, is that you can appreciate and love about the team is the fact that you got a lot of team-oriented, tough guys that says, hey, you know what? It's not always going to be perfect, but we're always going to work hard and we're going to play hard and we're going to figure it out.
Former Buffalo Bills defensive tackle Kyle Williams joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Kyle, I saw a stat that the Bills are now 0-8 the last two seasons against teams with NFL average or better offenses. And, you know, the defense is a beautiful thing because you can't pin it on one guy. But when you see a stat like that, I start to wonder, well, all right, is there enough talent on the defense side of the ball? Is there enough talent on the offensive side of the ball? I guess my question to you is, were you surprised to see that the Bills were not active at the trade deadline?
No, because I think when you look historically, Brandon and Sean, you know, want to build through the draft. They want to have their own. They want to cultivate talent from within and then add pieces as they will through free agency. A lot of times when you come right down to the trade deadline, you're looking at teams that are looking to, you know, hit a home run with what they're getting for a player that may not be a part of what they want to do moving forward. So a lot of times there's a king's ransom hanging over somebody at the trade deadline, and I think that really a lot of times it's really just not worth it.
Kyle, coming out of LSU when you were drafted, how much did you know about Buffalo? Credit to you, I cannot envision you playing for another team other than the Buffalo Bills.
You know, I really didn't know anything. The only thing that I knew about it, my wife's uncle was a strength coach in the NFL for 20-plus years. And the only thing that he says is, hey, I have a really good friend who's a defensive line coach in Buffalo, and he likes you. He goes, but for my time in the NFL, Buffalo's really cold. So that was my, you know, extensive knowledge of Buffalo. Obviously, I was younger. I was old enough that I watched the four Super Bowl years. I saw the greatest comeback game. So I was aware of the Buffalo Bills, but I didn't know a whole lot about the city of Buffalo.
Kyle, just to make the team and to have an NFL career, you were drafted in the fifth round, and what fans might forget is that was a year where the Bills actually spent a first-round pick on somebody at the same position. I forget what technique John McCargo played or what even defense alignment the team was in at that point, but you had somebody ahead of you. Were you nervous even to make the team in that first year?
No, you know, that really never crossed my mind. You know, played at LSU, played in the SEC. I see a lot of guys, you know, was a off conference a couple of times. I was an All-American as a senior. So I'm kind of getting ready for the draft. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, for the first time in my career to play football, I didn't have enough of this or I didn't have enough of that. And I'm like, well, it's really the first time I've heard that. I'm like, well, that guy that went to X school, when we played them, I'm pretty sure you could ask him. He probably said, you know what, I kind of had enough of LSU and this guy. I'm like, well, that guy got drafted in the first round or the second round. I'm like, because we're going to give this guy a different helmet and a different jersey, does that all of a sudden make him better or change things, right? So my only expectation was like, hey, I'm going to have an opportunity to go to a football team no matter where I get drafted, and it's only a start for me. And my only expectation is that I was going to be given an opportunity to compete and that the best guys would play. And to Dick Geron and Bill Kolar and Perry Fuel and Marv Levy, to their credit, that is exactly how it went down in Buffalo. They said, hey, listen, guys, no matter who you are, where you've been, what you've done, our best guys are going to play. And I got an opportunity to do that. And, you know, I got an opportunity to do that for 13 years.
Remarkable story, Kyle Williams. He'll be speaking at the 30th annual Ben R. Giambrone Compere Rochester Sports Luncheon. That's happening Thursday, November 7th at the Convention Center, comperrochester.org, if you want more information. Kyle, we knew that when you retired after last season that there would be a veteran presence missing, a veteran leadership missing in the Buffalo Bills locker room. Yet on the defensive side of the ball, it seems like there's a handful of guys that have kind of carried the torch in your departure. Talk about some of that veteran leadership that still exists within the Bills locker room, even post-retirement for you?
Well, I think when you look at the defense, obviously everybody knows about Lorenzo Alexander. Tremaine Edmonds coming along. Tremaine's only going to get better and stronger in that role the more that he's around. You know, being a very young guy, even still in his second year, he's going to get more and more comfortable with being the bell cow and standing out in front of that defense and saying, hey, you know what? I'm the guy. But then you look at a guy, you know, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, and all those guys that have played a lot of football, that have been in the league for quite a while, you may not hear about them or talk about those guys as far as standing in front and being leaders of the group, but those guys definitely are. It's a great thing when you have a lot of player-driven leadership and it's not just one guy that you can always hang your hat on. When you have a multitude of guys that can reach all the corners of the locker room, all the different position groups in the facility is a great thing.
You got to play the 1 year with Josh Allen, and now that you're seeing him from afar here, so to speak, what are your eyes telling you about the second-year quarterback of the Buffalo Bills?
I think Josh is getting better. Josh is obviously extremely talented, you know, kind of with his God-given ability, what he can do, not a lot of people can. And the big thing for Josh was continuing to grow from year one to year two. So Josh played a little bit as a rookie, you know, really didn't get a full year in because of injury and didn't start right away and all these different things. So he's really, you know, kind of halfway, you know, halfway into his second year here. He's still maybe game-wise of filling out his first year. So he's going to continue to get better and better, and I think that's his main goal is how can I perform at an efficient level at an NFL quarterback, when to know just to be the quarterback, and then when to know how to take my chance, whether it be running or, you know, making that tight throw, whatever it is. He's going to continue to grow and grow in those things because, man, he really works hard. He loves his teammates. He's a competitor. He's all the things that you really, really want.
Hey, Kyle, we know you spend a lot of time now, more so than ever, golfing on the golf course. We mentioned it at the beginning. You might be doing less of it now with the weather kind of turning. But you know what? We're very provincial in Rochester, and we know you were here for some time this summer during Bill's training camp. Just, you know, do us a solid. Can you rank upstate New York cities in terms of their golf courses? Because if Rochester isn't on the top of that list, we're going to have some words, my friend.
No, are you talking about just New York, the state in general?
I'm saying, well, I mean, throughout the state of New York, there are certainly no shortage of great golf courses. You've played a lot of them. Talk to us about how Rochester measures up to the rest of the state and the rest of your experience. I mean, listen, you've played on a lot of great golf courses around the country, I'm sure, maybe even around the world. Give us a little bit of a feeling on Rochester's golf course scene versus the rest of the state.
You know, I've really only played a couple of the courses out in Rochester, obviously Oak Hill, been to Monroe. In the CCR. So I only playing a couple, but I'm familiar with, you know, all the Donald Ross designs and seeing them all around town. Obviously you go over into like New York City, Manhattan, all the ones, I mean, you throw a rock, you get a top 10 golf course, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously you'd probably have to go with like a list. If you had, you know, you're listing 30 of them, you're talking about New York City's got a list of, you know, the list goes on and on and on, you know, but the quality in Rochester is through the roof. So, you know, it depends on if you're measuring quality or quantity. Obviously I'm partial to Oak Hill and the history of that place and the kind of golf course that is. So really, I mean, there, in my opinion, there's really only two that have, you know, it's, you know, Rochester and New York City are really the only two that have kind of ground to stand on, so to speak.
I mean, if we see Tony Romo trying to take this route, I mean, I'm sure you've gotten this question before, Kyle. Would you ever consider making that sort of run at it at a second career in a different sport?
No, I wouldn't. I've got friends that do that. I've got a friend that I see quite a bit that I play golf with here at home, and we're actually hunt buddies as well. His name's Sam Burns. He was the National Collegiate Player of the Year a couple of years ago. You know, he's been on the PGA Tour a couple of years. And listen, there's a huge difference between what Tony Romo or myself can do, where we're good players, you know, we can shoot under par, we can do these things, and then play in those guys, right? It'd be like, hey man, I have this really, really good high school offensive lineman, and you need to go block Aaron Donald, or you need to go block Kyle Williams. This guy is a high school phenom. Watch this guy, and then the guy's going to get destroyed, right? It's the same correlation, in my opinion. When you actually stand there and you play with guys that do that for a living, I'm talking about I play mini tour golf. I'm talking about PGA professional guys. It's a night and day, not even close experience.
Kyle, we're looking forward to an afternoon of a lot of fun, a lot of great stories. It's a week from tomorrow already, the 30th annual Ben R. Giambroni Compeer Rochester Sports Luncheon at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. Really appreciate you carving out some time to talk about not only that, but what's going on with the Buffalo Bills and what's going on with your life. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Kyle Williams, who will be on that Buffalo Bills Wall of Fame at some point. And again, there are many great charities in our town, and certainly Compeer Rochester is one of them. So If you're looking to support a charity, why not come out for a great cause? Again, that's coming up next Thursday. Danger and I will be over there. That is always a lot of fun. A great silent auction, too. So just a fun afternoon. One of the things that makes our town special is the annual Compeer Rochester Sports Luncheon.
CompeerRochester.org if you want ticket information. On Kyle Williams, your keynote for the 30th annual Ben R. Giambrone Compeer Rochester Sports Luncheon. That was a lot of fun. Good getting Kyle on, good catching up with him, and good getting his take on the current state of the Buffalo Bills. We've got I'll Drink to That on the way next, Gino.
Yeah. Bad officiating is good for sports. No, let me correct that. Bad officiating is great for sports. Okay? People are going crazy last night. Let's just break it down, actually, here. What did that one call mean? It meant something really good for baseball last night, okay? And A.J. Green is a liar, okay? I'm not faulting him, but sometimes when words come out of an athlete's mouth, I'm going to translate what the lie is and what actually the Bengals wide receiver is saying.
There's a football organization, not a team, but an organization within football that I'm going to call out. I think they're frauding people. I don't think they need to exist. We've referenced them in the past, and I'm going to stop referencing them in the future, Gene. I stand by my takes. Ask me the last time I used a straw of any sort.
Well, you haven't had a milkshake.
I haven't had
friend.
A straw. No All straws. Right. No straws. Why? Because I'm an adult. That's why. And my non-sports take today, Halloween is tomorrow, and I have another victim of accidental viral critical consensus. That's AVCC
what?
For short.
You got
accidental viral critical consensus. It's when the mob gets their hands into something and makes people believe something that they really don't need to believe. Nickelback sucks. Okay, you might not like Nickelback, but Nickelback sold millions and millions of albums, and they sold out tours for years.
I don't think anybody says they suck, but you could
no,
say,
are people
they
say Nickelback sucks. Okay. People say Nickelback
well,
sucks.
The
hatred that goes over the top for, that's what accidental viral critical consent. Maroon 5's halftime performance was terrible. Outrageous. Terrible. It wasn't my cup of tea. But to say it was the worst ever, yeah, that's a little bit much. That is the product of accidental, viral, critical consensus.
You feel good agreeing with somebody, right?
You hear okay, somebody yeah. present an argument and you think to yourself, well, I got to be part of the mob.
Are you going to be upset with me when I challenge you on your take?
You can challenge me on anything you want, Gene.
All right.
That's what we're here for.
It's a sports bar.
What is the sports bar without some spirited and lively debate? It happens often during I'll Drink to That, and it's on the way next. You're in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.